What's up, everybody? It's your boy KJ Fatu. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Today we are in Matthew chapter 6, bringing it to you live and direct as I drive down the road. Here's the deal. Today we're diving into Matthew chapter 6. This is where Jesus begins to expand on his what's called the Beatitudes, just his sort of take on a lot of the situations that we deal with in an everyday basis. And he gives some really practical knowledge and wisdom on just how correct godly behavior should be. And again, there's so much there that it could easily take a year plus to go through it all if you really wanted to break it down. But the final part of Matthew chapter 6 is the part that I really want to focus in on, mainly because it just really spoke to me today. It's basically where Jesus talks about the whole aspect of how easy it is for us to worry, how easy it is for us to get stressed out. So the title of this is called Stressed Out Birds? What Jesus is basically saying, he's saying, you know, you worry and you stress about little things. He's actually saying they're little things. We think they're big things. He's saying, you know, you worry about what you're going to eat, what are you going to wear, how are you going to be taken care of. And especially in today's economy, this becomes more of a reality as people lose their jobs, as people, you know, struggle with losing their homes. Just the basic necessities of life suddenly become a lot more real to us. Especially as kids go back to school, you know, you might sit there and stress out, well, I don't have all the greatest back to school clothes. I know definitely as a hip hopper, I used to always stress gear, and gear is just slang for clothes. And let's be honest, we live in a very materialistic society that focuses on the outside. And Jesus basically draws an analogy. He says, look at the lilies of the field. Look at the birds of the air. Are they stressed out? Are they worried that things will be provided for them? No. He said, God takes care of them. If God takes care of the most insignificant animal in our idea, how much more is God going to take care of us? And this just really speaks to me right now because I am juggling quite a bit of duties and a lot of things that I got to take care of. I mean, aside from doing my music, I'm a husband, I'm a father, you know, I'm a believer in Christ. I'm a lot of things, and there's a lot of hats that I got to wear, and I really stress out sometimes and I worry about, you know, how am I going to take care of it all? Will it be provided for? Will it all work out? Will it all make sense? And I know certainly the longer I've been walking with God, walking with Christ in my life, I definitely stress less on these things. But sometimes we have to come to the point where we see God come through and we see Him come through very visibly. And those are the things that build up our faith and bring us to a point where we start to trust. Those are the things that Jesus is basically saying, don't worry about. Don't fret. It's okay. God's in control. He's got it done. Be a fire star today, because that is exactly what you are. Go out and change your world. God bless. Tune in tomorrow, Matthew chapter 7.